Russia was to invade. Every week, another indicator would be checked. Biden's private warnings to his NATO allies, France's Emmanuel Macron, Germany's Angela Merkel, her successor Olaf Scholz, and others, had been met with incredulity. It was all an audacious bluff, they insisted. Putin would never launch an unprovoked war against a democracy in the heart of Europe. Or would he? Biden was awaiting the arrival of a man who might know the answer, his CIA director William Burns. Outside of the Russian president's inner circle, no one knew Putin better. One of the most accomplished American diplomats of the last half century, Burns had served two stints in Moscow, the first when Putin was just coming into power, the second as ambassador from 2005 to 2008. He joked that his hair had turned white from years of trying to fathom the Russian leader. 2 days earlier, Biden had sent his CIA director on a trip to Moscow with a message for Putin and his inner circle. Burns had just returned from that visit, a last-ditch effort to prevent war. The U.S. intelligence agencies had cracked the code of Putin's invasion plan. Through a combination of signals intelligence, SIGINT, human intelligence, HUMINT, and satellite photography, the CIA had pieced together the puzzle. It wasn't a single red lights flashing moment, but a steady accumulation of evidence that pointed to one thing, a full-scale Russian blitzkrieg. Putin's forces planned to encircle the capital city of Kyiv and within 48 to 72 hours decapitate the regime of President Volodymyr Zelensky. The CIA's pilfering of Putin's plan was an extraordinary intelligence coup, almost as remarkable as the agency's sleuthing during the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis. Back then, purloined blueprints of Soviet missile sites, supplied by a turncoat Soviet intelligence officer named Oleg Penkovsky, along with aerial photographs from U-2 spy planes, had confirmed John F. Kennedy's worst fear. Offensive ballistic missiles had been installed on America's doorstep. The discovery put the world on the brink of nuclear war. Putin's invasion of Ukraine, if it came, could be just as dangerous. 90,000 U.S. troops were stationed in NATO countries a stone's throw from Ukraine, and thousands more would soon be joining them. An errant missile or wayward bomb, or worse, a deliberate advance by Putin's troops across a NATO border, could trigger war between the U.S. and Russia, the world's dominant nuclear superpowers. An attack on one NATO member would be considered an attack on all, requiring a full U.S. military response. Waiting for Burns with the president in the Oval Office were Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, Ron Klain, the White House Chief of Staff, and Avril Haines, the Director of National Intelligence, DNI. The CIA director began his brief. Upon arriving at the Kremlin, he'd first met with Nikolai Patrushev, Secretary of the Russian Security Council. To Burns's surprise, Patrushev was taken aback when he heard the details of Moscow's invasion plan. Evidently, Putin had kept this close advisor in the dark. Afterward, Burns had met separately with three other members of Putin's inner circle. They blustered about the perfidy of the West and Russian military prowess. None bothered to deny that an invasion was in the works. Finally, Burns spoke with the Russian autocrat himself. Isolated amid a resurgence of the COVID pandemic, Putin would speak with Burns only by telephone. The intelligence chief presented him with what the U.S. knew about his invasion plan and outlined severe sanctions that would result if he went ahead. When Burns had finished, the Russian leader replied in what Burns described as his edgy, measured way. He was utterly dismissive of Zelensky, the former comic turned president of the largest democracy in Europe. Ukraine wasn't even a country and wouldn't fight, Putin said. He recounted a familiar list of grievances about Ukraine and U.S. policy over the years. Burns told Biden that an invasion was all but inevitable. Putin was clearly and defiantly leaning in the direction of an irreversible decision to invade, he told the president. Strategically, Putin had convinced himself that his window was closing for shaping Ukraine's orientation.